So we're okay. You ready?
Uh huh.
Do I need to count you in?
No.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hi.
It's ruined. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For some
wait
time.
Wait.
Big Fatty.
To be a skit.
Oh, Big Fatty, is there a skit?
There is a skit.
Okay, what do I need? What do I need to do?
We're in the jalopy.
Okay, well, duh.
We're driving to the coal mine, and we will go into a cave.
Okay.
So, all right, turn off the jalopy and make sure you lock it.
You've got to. This is a dangerous neighborhood with the politics these days. Okay.
Right. Open the door to the coal mine.
We put in automatic doors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no touch COVID doors.
Oh.
We've upgraded. We've upgraded. Watch.
Okay.
I know.
Ooh, no, that had nothing to do with the doors, my colon.
Oh.
Now we're down inside the coal mine, right?
Well, you haven't been gone that long. It doesn't look all that much different, does it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's all this stand here, and
you do need to follow the arrows on the floor. Cuckoo Magoo, right. She's upstairs enforcing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Follow those arrows. Anyway. Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, I just, the only reason I have to ask you a question, where have you been?
Very busy.
Very busy. Have you been pumping have you been putting your feet up?
I have been doing a lot of the feet putting up. Let's not kid ourselves. No, I've been watching.
By pumping, I mean
the kind of young Nicholas pump.
Breast pump.
Right.
Right.
No. Big Fatty, I've been doing something very important. I've been watching the entire one and only single season of The Golden Palace. You know, that's the Golden Girls spinoff.
Dreadful.
It was pretty bad, but we do love
it. Who was it that left that? Was that Rue McClanahan that left?
That was Dorothy. Yeah, it was B. Arthur.
Okay.
So, are we just hanging out in the coal mine, or are we going to do this?
I was going to ask, where's the LFC been all this time?
Because
obviously it's back.
I mean, is it? It's debatable.
Oh, right.
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, and the other thing is, I need to use the turlet.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're going to stink it up. Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping. And
you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Let's try this again. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. Tuesday, July 21st, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, the just ate Chinese food, Larry H. Fader. And with me is the relaxed Sunday evening record session, fat, gassy person.
You know, I'm just the pretty one on the show.
It's Big Fatty.
Hi!
Oh, no, that's Poodle. Poodle doesn't come here. Okay, sorry.
It's Sunday night.
Hello, everyone.
She's cross-stitching, yeah.
Cross-stitching something, that's for sure.
Right. Big Fatty, welcome.
Cross-stitching. She's cross-stitching a cover for the turlet that says Big Fatty Shat here.
I don't think there's any question right. that Big Fatty shot there. Once you've seen that turlet. Speaking of turlets, Big Fatty, I was just in the shower because I know you've mentioned this on your little show. And if you don't listen to Big Fatty's little show, BigFattyOnline.com. It is, we're recording this like quarter till nine on a Sunday night.
Yes.
On my back porch, it is currently 85 degrees still, according.
But that's not the feels like. That's the
correct. Action. The feels like it was 93 when I checked just before this. I believe it's going to get about 5 degrees cooler tonight.
Yeah.
It is absolutely miserable here in Charleston. And the best part is this isn't the hottest part of the summer.
No.
Right. But we're, you know, in all seriousness, we had big plans to record the LFC just like we always did.
Right.
It's a lot. Well, that's not true. For us to just sit here and natter, not so much. To do it how we want to do it.
Right.
It's a lot. And we're doing this a little differently than we've done it, and we're going to try to get it together.
By the way, was that the Pants Off Express I just heard?
Did you hear? I don't know how you heard that.
If the sound effects sound fucked up, it's all on Vader, because y'all, he's the only one pushing the buttons, and he's got to push them after the fact.
right. So which means I'm going to have to listen to this. I've never listened. I've been posting over at the LFC.online. I've been posting.
Wait a minute. What was that? What was that address again?
The LFC.online.
Oh yes. Okay.
You know, if you want to get in touch with us, send us a voice letter, or just send us an e-letter. Do you know that email address?
371-438.
No.
Oh, okay.
You just shoot us an email.
561 Walnut Hills, California.
Yeah, shoot us an email.
Meh.
@LFC.online. It goes to both of us.
So like when Daniel Bieber and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee,
who are the only two people who listen.
Right. Well, Miss Bacon listens.
Eventually, she's very busy right now. She's very bad.
Well, she's pontooning.
Can we have? I think we should have a bacon segment.
Oh yes. Shall I go get a pan?
Delicious. Yet, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon. You know, she's dealing with some stuff in her personal life, but she called me last weekend.
Oh.
And it was like Saturday morning. She was in the car.
Of course. She wasn't on the hog then.
No. She was in the jalopy. And remind me to tell you the jalopy story in a minute. But she was in the jalopy. Big Fatty, she was cursing like a sailor.
Okay,
Miss Bacon, she was just in a mood. And it was like she was catching me up on some things. And I mean, Big Fatty, it made me feel insecure. Like she was so masculine and butch on that phone call. And Miss Bacon and I don't talk on the phone, but this was definitely a phone call conversation. But yeah,
she had to blow it out,
and she did. And you know, Miss Bacon, anyone can call me and blow it out at any time. I don't have sage advice, and actually, that's how I start. I interrupted Miss Bacon, and I was like, "Before you start this story, if you're looking for like wisdom, I don't have any." Should we be doing this via Zoom so we can record the video of this and publish it on our YouTube channel?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do we have a YouTube channel?
We could by the time this airs if we needed to.
Oh, no.
Okay, perfect.
No. Nobody
you would see,
wants to see that.
You'd also see how uninterested
that's like, you know, Big Ricky. Big Ricky over the stinky orangutans.
I've heard of it, yeah.
He does the posting of the video, and y'all, it's nauseating enough just to listen to us.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If this doesn't induce vomiting, see a doctor and get the potion of Ipecac or whatever.
Right. Or just some acid.
Oh,
That'll make you feel better about all this. So, yeah. Well, McFaddy, we haven't seen each other in a week, but we haven't recorded a show in like 2 weeks. So, is there anything we need to catch up on? Any housekeeping to move this right along at a professional pace?
I would like to let you know that Hortensia, ooh, you know Hortensia, don't you?
Of Hortensia's Hoisting Services?
Yes, Hortensia's Hoisting Services. Okay. Are coming to, if this is coming out on two, I say juicy. She's cleaning up where I've soiled the villa.
Ah, you know, I hope she double charges you for her services, because that is that's more than any one woman can be expected to deal with, quite honestly.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, well, so
what do you need to catch me up on?
Well, we do have, and I don't know if the revisions will be in by Tuesday, but we do have some LFC show art.
Oh,
And I'm very excited about it. And I will just say that if you've ever wondered what the jalopy looks like, you're gonna find out, because and so am I. But so. Worked with a lovely Romanian designer,
Is her name Lauren?
No. I could tell you, except I would have to close this window.
Is it Babushka?
I believe it's like Nancy, but...
That's Nancy and the Romanian...
It is. And so she does some artwork-y things, and so she's done some stuff for me for the coal mine, and I really like... by the way, did you get a little something in the mail for me at the coal mines yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I haven't checked my mail in 3 or 4 days, so I just didn't know if there's a little project in the mail.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, she did the artwork in the little project in the mail, and I said, as I went back, and I tipped her very well, because it was the coal mines money, you know, that go around.
Right.
So she was in a real good mood. So I was like,
well, let me take advantage of that.
Right. Well, I mean, I will tip her again when we finalize the job. But anyway, so
you do that through the PayPal or the Bitcoin?
Neither, because I didn't get my Twitter hacked by Russian bots asking for Bitcoin. No.
Oh, which one was it that asked you? Was it
a
famous person?
What? No.
The famous people that got hacked?
Yes.
You know, I'm very disappointed I didn't get hacked, except I don't. Oh, yeah, I do have Twitter. Never mind.
Well, I was waiting. I was like, is he about to say he doesn't have Bitcoin? Because none of us would be at all surprised by that admission.
Miss Bacon's son is big in the Bitcoin, I think.
Well, that's probably why he's rich and we're not.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, does the jalopy artwork come with a sound effect? And if it does, what would it be?
I love that you think I won't think to put in the jalopy sound effect, but I thought when I was talking to Nancy, we're going to call her Nancy. I really can't remember her name, but I think it's Nancy.
Lorena. Nancy is the new Lorena.
Ah, right. It's true. I'd hate to say Karen or Janet, because you know, I like her. But you know, when we were talking about logo design, I was like, well, there's this running bit. And I'm not sure that she understood the chat, because, you know,
I don't understand the chat, so anyway.
Right, English is not her first language. And so...
Nor is mine.
She said, do you have a picture of the jalopy? And I said... well, it doesn't exist. I mean, it does, but...
Mr. Magoo.
Right. And so... anyway.
By the way, did you play that Mr. Magoo sound effect? Oh, my God, you've done it again.
You're so funny.
You've done it again.
So, Big Fatty, do we have any segments lined up?
I'm looking for something.
Is that what you're doing? I need to... Yeah.
Trucker Alex sent me a link for that we could do Dead or Alive. I can do Dead or Alive as it is, but he sent me a link for something and I can't find it now.
Did he send that to meh@thelfconline.com?
No, he did not. And this is why I don't have it.
Ah.
So if Trucker Alex, if you think about it, send me that Dead or Alive link. It's like anyway, but yeah, I've got a couple here.
Okay.
All right. So shall we get going with that?
I believe I'm gonna cue the music.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead.
Or Alive. Did that mean I should start talking?
Yes. We're gonna have to figure out a way to do this.
Now this is I have made a mistake here because I'm looking at people that died on the 19th of July rather than the
people who were people who were born on.
Should I go and change it to the 21st?
Well, if you're choosing people who died on the 21st, I'm going to go ahead and tell you I'm going to win this one because they're all dead.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Who was born?
So
who was born? Is the music still playing?
Let me rewind it.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead or Alive.
I guess I did hook that up, didn't I? Okay, famous people born. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ernest Hemingway.
If he's not dead, we've got issues. Dead.
Okay, and how would we know him?
I believe I have a urinal of his from Key West somewhere. Oh. He's an author, yes. It's a long story.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Cat Stevens.
Musician, artist, recording artist. I think he's alive.
He is alive?
Okay.
Well, I guess he's alive. I think he's alive.
Okay, well, then I win. Okay.
Yeah, he's 71 years old. How about that?
How about it?
Okay, about Vera's age. Anyway,
not that old.
Robin Williams.
Oh, too soon. Dead.
Oh, and how would we know Robin Williams?
As the genie in Aladdin and Mrs. Doubtfire and an just all-around funny comedian.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that.
Right.
Mick Mulvaney.
Alive.
And how would we know Mick Mulvaney?
Wasn't he, like, in jail from politics or something like that?
Or soon will be.
Right.
He was the acting chief of staff recently. And the secretary of the something.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So
it smells like he's dead. All right. Got it.
Do we still have time for another one?
Big Fatty, we can go as long as you want.
Oh, okay, because the music's not going to be playing regardless, right? Janet Reno.
She's alive.
Is she?
You.
And how would we know Janet Reno?
She is former, what was she, Attorney General or Secretary of State? She was Attorney General.
She was the 78th Attorney General of the United States, and she was 6'2" tall.
And I know she's alive because I... Well, we'll call her Lorena. Recently spoke with her about something you're going to see in the little thing in the mail you're getting.
Lovely.
So I know she's alive. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Josh Hartnett.
I don't know who that is. I don't know exactly what he's done, but he did share the stage with Michael Bublé, and then he was a YouTube celebrity, and he was on Petticoat Junction. So I'm going to go with alive.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he was one of the hottest teen heart throbs of the 90s.
Ah.
I don't know if you know that or not. So,
so was I.
And yeah, and he won the part of Huckleberry Finn.
Is that anyway, all he's done?
Because of his cute looks, and he is alive.
Okay.
And he's 41. And the final one today is going to be Don Knotts.
Dead. I
and
guess.
You know him from?
From the Andy Griffin Show. He was Barney Fife.
And?
I don't know. A lot of things. Return to Mayberry? I don't know.
Well, he was on Three's Company. He was Mr. Roper.
Oh, right.
He was Mr.
Yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. What's his name?
Yeah.
Fairfax, anyway.
Fairchild, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he was also... Does that help you?
No.
Oh, he was the incredible Mr. Limpet.
I don't know who or what that was.
Yes, that was an animated movie, and he played a fish.
I see. Still don't know who or what that was. Can we close this segment out?
Yes, absolutely. And he died of pneumonia related to lung cancer. Well,
quite a while ago, right?
Yeah, he died. It doesn't say when he died, but he was 81 when he died.
Okay, close her out.
Close her out.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Ooh, Big Fatty, speaking of Mr. Magoo, I found out recently, because I've turned into Vera. I don't leave the bed. I complain about living on the surface of the sun, and I watch YouTube.
You have a food hook.
Yes. They basically know me in the drive-thrus around here. But I was watching old YouTube videos in bed, as one does.
As one does when living in Walnut Hills.
Uh-huh. And I stumbled across a Gilligan's Island reunion from sometime in the, I guess, early 90s. It was on like a late night show.
So Thurston Howell III and Lovey were on it.
Right. I did not know that Thurston Howell III was also Mr. Magoo.
What?
I never knew that they were the same, that's who voiced.
Now, do you
that.
Know what the actor's name is? Thurston Howell III.
Yeah, I know. I should. I would recognize it if I saw it.
Vera probably...
is not listening to this?
No, Vera probably had dinner with... with Natalie Schaefer, who was Lovey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Lovey.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how he greeted her.
Big Fatty, I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to sneeze the COVID.
Shit. Oh, look out. Look out. Don't shat yourself. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Excuse me.
Oh, is it COVID?
It is the COVID. I have the COVID. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, yes. By the way, I don't remember what it was all about. I was going to dinner with somebody in Los Angeles one time. It wasn't Joe Batance, but we thought Natalie Schaefer may be joining us for dinner, but she was unable to make it.
Ooh.
By the way, did I ever tell you that I went to Esther Williams' house in Beverly Hills?
No.
Do you know who Esther Williams is?
No, she was an actress. But
what
I
was best known for?
I don't know. I mean, she was one of those people that I saw growing up, but I don't.
She did fancy swimming movies.
Big Fatty, that was the 1940s.
Right. But I went to her house, and you know who her son or her stepson was. Lorenzo Lamas, you know.
Okay.
And anyway, I went to Esther Williams' house, and she had a nice pool that overlooked Beverly Hills, the hills of Beverly. Now, I didn't see any hillbillies, but anyway.
Big Fatty, what are you smoking?
Hello.
I don't. Is there a point to this story of Vera's that you're telling me?
Yeah. You couldn't remember Jim Backus's name.
Yes. It's funny, though, I was, you know, none of them could remember anything about, like, so this late night host who I've never heard of, so it was one of the shows that didn't last, that he played trivia.
Was it Dick Cavett?
No, it was no one that famous.
Okay. Pat Sajak?
No. Okay. Anyway, he was asking them Gilligan's Island trivia. And, like, even I knew the answer to a lot of them. None of them knew the answers to the questions.
Oh, my God.
But the I guess he was the director, the producer, Sherwin Schwartz, or knew the answer to every single question.
Okay, why don't you ask me one of the questions?
Big Fatty, you know, Exactly. There's a very angry kitty up here.
So you're going downtown. Is that what you're saying? You don't remember shit. You're sounding more like Archer than Vera.
No, I am Googling. But it was.
What was Marianne's favorite dessert that she made?
Coconut cream pie.
Okay.
It was 1988. It was on The Late Show on Fox.
So that would have been probably.
Hold on. He didn't say what his name was.
Okay.
It wasn't the.
Okay.
Where do I click on the? I'm not used to using YouTube on a laptop. It's a lot. Well,
was it Wolfman Jack?
It could be. Yeah. It very well could be. Yeah. It doesn't. Usually, you can click and it shows you. The details, but maybe there aren't any.
By the way, it was Sherwin Schwartz.
Sherwin Schwartz, yeah.
As opposed to Gerwin Schwartz.
Well, they're all the same, aren't they?
They are.
So that was 1988.
Uh-huh.
So that's crazy. That's crazy.
That was the year before the big hurricane.
Oh, well, we know that's how you tell time.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was really interesting, and I thought I was sounding a lot like you and Vera when I was watching that. And I was truly
ass.
Well, that too. But I was truly amazed that all those people were still alive in 1988, because you know that stuff was old. It was not even in color.
Now, you know who played the skipper, don't you?
I mean, yes. Do you want me to say his name? Hold on.
Well, remember Nathan Hale, but anyway.
Right. And I mean, obviously I know Gilligan and whatnot, but yeah.
Right, and who was Gilligan?
Bob Denver.
Okay, and who else did he play?
Oh, a lot of men. An awful lot of men. I mean,
Maynard G. Krebs.
Uh-huh, he played a lot of people.
And by the way, it was Alan Hale, not Nathan Hale. Nathan Hale was a patriot back in the Revolutionary War, sometime like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm very interested in all that. But anyway, so see, the story went on and on and on. It should have taken about 30 seconds. And
Oh, my God, you've done it again.
Came out in a tuxedo.
I can't wait for you to have to go back and listen to this.
Well, you know, it's going to be real. It's going to be fun, but it's not going to be real fun.
Nope.
Yeah. Speaking of the old days.
Oh! And Scott. Oh, was that the closing music?
No, it wasn't. You're almost there. Speaking of, I'm watching the clock. Speaking of the old days, did you see that Buff tweeted you?
I did. What? Y'all remember, you can't spell buffet without Buff.
Oh,
you can't find a buffet now.
I wonder what that Chinese buffet up Rivers Avenue by the Hobby Lobby that's been there forever, that's like 20 buffets of Chinese food.
Oh.
I wonder what they're going to do. You've never been there? I mean, I haven't been since like the early 2000s, but whatever. Yeah, anyway.
Okay. That's 20 years ago.
Right, right. I'm old. So, yeah. Before the countdown clock starts, this is definitely not how every episode's going to go. But Big Fatty and I did sit down and chat.
Most of them will be much worse than this.
Right. At some point, I'll start remembering to take notes when I'm watching the Gilligan's Island reunion, so I can then ask you the question.
I think this is excellent, but we don't have match the podcasters, right? We're not doing that,
no.
Right?
Well, that's what I was getting to. Now, we're not trying to recreate the old stuff.
No. Speaking of the old stuff, have you heard from the skull?
You know what? I have not. And I
probably succumbed to the COVID.
Probably. The coal mines are shut down again.
Oh.
So that's why we're doing this on a Sunday night, because I'm off tomorrow and Tuesday. Oh. So, well, I think. I was going to go out of town, but then I got too chicken to go anywhere because I was like, oh, I don't want to get the COVID again. So.
Oh, by the way, Don Knotts was also in The Ghost and Mrs. Chicken. No.
Hear that countdown music.
It was Ghost and Mrs. Muir, not Mrs. Chicken.
Perfect Friday. Everybody, I hope that you have enjoyed this 30 minutes of...
Did we throw enough fat in there?
I hope so. I'm going to have a lot of fart noises to insert. But what I was getting ready to say right before the music ends... We're going to do this differently going forward, and there will be, like, live sound effects. It's just really complicated to do, it turns out, without having a mixer and all that, and we aren't doing any of that, so.
I don't know what he's talking about. But anyway, remember, I'm just a pretty boy.
Right. Well, you want to have sound effects, but you said I couldn't string wires and cables all over your office.
Right.
So we're not doing that. It's, okay. I don't even have a desk. I'm recording this from my sofa.
Right. So, anyway. So it's a fat sofa. That's the sofa that bends down in the middle where you sit.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Right. Anyway, all right, it's been fun. It's been real. Big Fatty, any final parting thoughts?
Come back next time whenever the fuck that is.
We're weekly. It's totally going to be weekly.
Oh, well, we'll see you in December.
Okay. All right, bye everyone.